Hare Krishna. I got a feeling that I answered this question already once, whether it was to Tarun Krishna or someone else, I don't know. But anyway, Tarun asked, what's the difference between Vrindavan and Braj? And the issue of terminology here. And the terminology is such that the same names are used to denote different places. And these aren't the only two names that are used. For instance, Gokula is another one. So generally, Braj means all of Braj Mandala, 168 square miles of 12 sacred forests. On the other hand, Vrindavan usually means one of the 12 forests, which is Vrindavan Forest. However, sometimes Vrindavan Forest is called Braj, sometimes Braj is called Vrindavan, sometimes Braj is called Gokula. Sometimes Gokula refers to the town in Mahavan, and sometimes it refers to a greater area, even Mahavan itself. Sometimes, as I mentioned, Gokula refers to Vrindavan or Braj. So, but the general understanding is, sort of strictly speaking, that Braj is all the 12 forests and Vrindavan is one of the 12 forests. And then there's Panchakoshi Vrindavan, which is part of Vrindavan Forest, and currently a sort of area that goes from Vrindavan Town all the way out to, say, Chatikar, and so on. So that's another, and that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that's also some place that we call Vrindavan. Usually when we're out in Govardhan, we don't say that this is Vrindavan, although Govardhan is also in Vrindavan Forest. Okay, Hanuman Das asks, why don't women get Brahman threads when they get Gayatri Mantra? What is the significance of the Brahman thread? And are women missing out on something by not getting it? And if they're not, then why are men getting it? I suspect that there's a more detailed answer than what I'm going to give. My understanding is that this is the tradition, at least this is the tradition amongst Vaishnavas and amongst practitioners of Vedic culture in this world. Women don't get Brahman threads. In some cultures, obviously not our Gaudiya culture, not following Sri Prabhupada, women don't even get Gayatri Mantra. Now I'm talking about Vedic culture and some other smarta practices. Only Brahmanis, only those who are Brahmins get Gayatri Mantra, of course, because Vaishnavas are already qualified Brahmins, so they're eligible to get Gayatri Mantra. But the Brahman thread, which is supposed to be Anantashesh, that is not worn by women. Of course, in chanting mantra, the essence of a mantra, although there may be other details of chanting, such as the thread, such as the direction in which you chant, what you sit on, and so on, the real essence is chanting the mantra without offense and meditating on the meaning and the significance of the mantra. This is the essential thing, and if one does that, then certainly it's not bereft of anything. The third question is by Prishabhanu, or saying, then, are women missing out on anything? No, they're not missing out. It's all up to how they're chanting. And are men getting anything more? No, they're not getting anything more. Ultimately, they get what they deserve according to the quality of the attention that they give to chanting Gayatri Mantra. And now back to Brishabhanu, he's talking about devotees accepting everything that comes their way, but at the same time, he says, Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur would put his bags out on a Wednesday evening because the science of omens say that someone shouldn't travel on a Thursday. So what are we meant to learn from this if someone's supposed to be just dependent on fate for things happening and for things that happen, then why? Why do these things? There's one thing, such a thing as testing your faith. In other words, doing those things that are not necessarily part of your faith. We do have such a thing as free will. And free will is also exercised when someone becomes careless, when someone doesn't follow recommended practices, advice, instructions, and guidance. So if we're careless in some particular way, for instance, if it's inauspicious to travel on Thursdays, then why not make the arrangement to avoid that inauspiciousness? What we're supposed to get, we're going to get anyway. In other words, what's in our fate, what's in our karma, we're destined to get. But carelessness can also bring about certain things that may not necessarily be in our karma that we did because we're misusing our free will. For instance, Srila Prabhupada told devotees that after 70 miles an hour, when you're driving a car, Krishna gets out. In other words, he didn't want devotees to drive too fast. Why? Because they risked having an accident. So, will you get an accident if you're not supposed to get an accident? Well, possibly, if you drive too fast, if you're reckless when you're driving. Otherwise, that type of sort of blind eye philosophy could give you the justification. Well, if I meant to have an accident driving a car, then I may as well just close my eyes. And if Krishna, if it's in my karma, then I'll get an accident. And if it's not in my karma, even if my eyes are closed, then I won't get an accident. I don't think any devotee would want to put that philosophy to the test. Why? Because it's foolish. It's misusing the Dhammi Buddhi Yogantana. It's misusing the intelligence that Krishna gives us to do the needful, to function practically within this world. We already got enough problems that is it. Why should we invite more? And therefore, we need to learn that in terms of these and other instructions and examples given to us by our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.